Well, the paper makes claims in relation to myself in particular. And first of all, this is nothing new. I publish my accounts on my website. I've been doing so for years. I've spoken on your own radio program about that. I've spoken nationally. And it's very clear from my website that I take home the average industrial wage. The remainder of my salary goes in to pay two part-time workers. And the remainder of my travel and accommodation expenses that that are paid to me goes in to part fund those positions also. The paper today claims that this is in breach of the rules, that I shouldn't be taking somebody off the dole and employing them, that I've breached a technical rule. I'm not aware of that there. If that is the case, then I have no problem paying this money back and will subscribe to that in the future. But I haven't been able to find that out this morning yet.
Perhaps what people may have issue with is if whatever you do with your salary, that's your business. But if you're claiming a certain amount for travelling to and from Dublin and that is not being spent on that travel, then that's perhaps where the questions arise.
Well, I've made that very clear on my website, and these accounts are published, and very prominent on the website, that all my travel and accommodation allowance that is paid to me, you don't claim it. It's actually automatically paid to you every month, that is not completely used for travel and accommodation purposes. I've spoken in Sean Doherty's show before, saying that it is, outrageous, some of the expenses that TDs get. My understanding is that this payment is vouched by your attendance in Leinster House. You have to attend 120 times a year, which I have done, which entitled me to that money. But what I decide to do is not put it in my back pocket. I decide to use part of that money, including the remainder of my wages, to take two people off social employment, off social welfare payments, and actually put them to work in Donegal. And indeed, both of them are not members of Sinn Féin.